The Cruel Hand of Fate. Lisa watched Scott as his gaze traveled over the assorted items that she had laid out for him on the coffee table beside her chair. Kneeling at her feet, his expression took on a nervous look when he saw the cock cage. Not that she could really blame him for that. The last time she'd made him wear it, she had loved the feeling of control so much that she didn't remove it for anything besides reasons related to hygiene for 3 months. But when he caught sight of the black velvet pouch and 2 marbles, one white and one blue, his look of bewilderment amused Lisa greatly. She only smiled as Scott lifted his questioning gaze up to her. He was a good boy, and he always obeyed the rules. No matter how curious he was, he knew that he must not speak unless spoken to first. Lisa let the moment draw out, knowing that his curiosity would be growing with each second that passed. Finally, she ended the silence. "We are going to play a game, my sweet pet."
"Yes, mistress,"
he whispered softly, his Adam's apple bobbing as he swallowed nervously. "In a moment, you will put this cock cage on for me." Lisa smiled softly down at him, not hiding her amusement at the way her words had caused him to start squirming on his knees.
"Yes, mistress,"
he repeated, no doubt aware that this was the only possible response to her command. "Good boy. But don't worry, pet. I know I got carried away the last time I made you wear it. So this is what the marbles are for. They will decide how long you have to wear the cage this time." She flashed him a dazzling smile and reached out to pat his head gently in a reassuring, if not slightly condescending, manner. His gaze flickered to the marbles on the table for a brief moment before he looked back up at her face again.
How exactly will they do that, mistress?"
"Each morning, you will get to pick a random marble from the pouch. If you pick the white one, then I will remove the cage. But if you pick the blue one, then the cage will stay on for another day. Does that sound fair, pet?" Scott visibly relaxed as relief washed over him and he smiled brightly up at her.
"Yes, mistress. That sounds very fair. Thank you."
She simply smiled. "Good boy. Now you may go put the cage on for me." Lisa relaxed back in her chair and sipped at her glass of red wine while she watched Scott slide the cock ring and cage on. He struggled for a few moments, with his cock hardening slightly as soon as he started trying to fit the cage over it. But it was not long before he had the device locked into place. When he finished, he smiled up at her. He looked so happy, probably confident that he would not have to wear the cage for long, with his odds of 50-50. Lisa almost didn't want to tell him about the rest of the game and ruin his happy mood. But everyone knows that almost doesn't count. After one last sip of her wine, Lisa placed the glass back onto the coffee table and leaned forward to look Scott in the eye. A slow grin spread across her face. "Of course. If you pick a blue marble, then you will not only put it back into the pouch ready for the next day, but you will also add another blue one to the pouch. Each day, your chances of picking the white marble will grow smaller and smaller. And I made sure to buy plenty of blue marbles, just in case." She grinned wickedly down at her pet, watching his face drop more and more with each word she spoke. Lisa gently stroked the fingertips of one hand against his cheek, and her voice softened. "But don't worry, baby. Your chances are great for tomorrow. Maybe fate will be on your side, and you will only have to wear it for one night." Scott brightened slightly with that thought and began to nuzzle his face into her hand, eager for that affectionate touch.
Yes, mistress, maybe so. But if not, I will still happily wear the cage for you. I am yours, and I long to obey you, no matter what.
This time, Lisa's smile was one of pride. You are such a good boy for me, and I am so proud to have you as mine. Scott began to cover her palm with small, soft kisses, and Lisa couldn't help but smile as his lips tickled across her skin. She could feel her heart swelling in her chest, always so grateful for the love and devotion that he showed to her. But now it's getting late, pet, and we need to sleep.
Head on up to bed, and I will follow you up in a moment.
She smiled and leaned to kiss him softly on the top of his head before he rose up from his knees and moved toward the stairs. Lisa waited for a few minutes, savoring the moments of peace at the end of a busy day and listening to her pet moving about upstairs. When she heard him go into the bathroom and shut the door, she stood up from her chair and picked up the two marbles in one hand and the velvet pouch in the other. Without a second thought, she threw the white marble into the trash and picked up another blue marble from the supply of them that she had ready for the coming days. She looked down at the two blue marbles in her palm as she rolled them around. Chuckling to herself, she realized how apt her choice of color had been. Soon enough, her pet would be suffering from the effects of his own blue balls. Carefully, she placed the marbles into the pouch and pulled the drawstring tight before heading up the stairs herself. Only a fool would believe that Lisa would allow anything as insignificant as fate to have a say in what happened to her slave. Scott belonged to her, and she would have complete control over him. One day, she would tell him the truth about her little game. But for now, she would enjoy letting him believe that he at least had a chance to win freedom from the cage in this game of chance. And she was definitely going to enjoy seeing his need grow and his hopes slowly diminished as the days passed without any sign of the white marble. Scott was slipping into bed as she entered the bedroom. She smiled at him and placed the pouch down onto her bedside table, ready for the games to begin when they awoke the next morning.